Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, where do we go? What's the direction?
They're ticking me off.
Turning up the heat.
They're determined to turn us into another Russia.
Tell us what to do.
This is your time
to let off some steam.
You know, what do we do? The common man.
What's bugging you?
We won't give up.
Yeah, you.
The whole administration is a bunch of Looney Tunes.
What's bugging you? Call now on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It's time for What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But you got something to say, something that's irritating you? Don't let it bug you any longer. Call in now, 877-975-9825. And if you don't get in right away, please try back and we'll try to do our best to squeeze you in, fit you in, to make it happen. All right, let's go to Pete. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Well, first, allow me to say that I'm really going to miss you guys over the Christmas holidays. You are as much a part of my morning as breakfast. It's going to be tough.
Well, thanks. We appreciate that.
You were talking about the briefings that President Trump is getting. For many, many years, all of the top-tier presidential candidates and, of course, the president-elect got regular security briefings. And the most famous example of this is in 1960 when Kennedy was running on something called the missile gap, which said that the Russians had superior nuclear missiles to the United States. Well, it turned out that wasn't true. But when Kennedy found out, he went ahead and just kept campaigning on the missile gap. So how does that relate to the Trump thing? Well, Trump has been told what's going on with these drones. If it was Harris, she would have been told. So people always don't tell you everything they know. Thank you, Bob.
All right, thank you. Yeah, he may know, and he's maybe been sworn to secrecy for some odd reason. We're trying to make heads or tails of it, and it will continue until we get what we figure may actually be the truth. Junior, what's bugging you?
Yeah, what's bugging me is what's going on in our stratosphere above Florida these days. It's pretty obvious to anybody looking up that there's something going on. Wikipedia says there's a proposed method of geoengineering called stratospheric aerosol injection, but, you know, Wikipedia is not always right. I think it's already something they're doing.
Something in our stratosphere that they're already doing. Okay. We'll start to pay attention to that. 877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Good morning, Vaughn. What's bugging you?
I am a law-abiding citizen, and I'm on the side of the law. I'm a Trumper. There's been an overzealous investigator who has smeared a woman's name who's never been in trouble before in her life from a teenager with a history of trouble on Zoloft, whose mother even says can't be trusted, to try and tear apart a family who he feels he's never been a part of. They haven't even been to a pretrial conference to hear the defense yet, and they spew out absolute lies over the airwaves and social media. There's always two sides to a story, and in America, we are supposed to be innocent until we can prove ourselves, until they can prove someone guilty. And with the snoot in this town and the gossip, the family has been torn apart. And when it comes out and she's exonerated, I hope there's a lawsuit against this. She's been treated as if she's guilty. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we'll keep an eye on that one, too. Good morning, Tony. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning. Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown made her her Broadway debut in kind of a woke version of Romeo and Juliet. Mm-hmm. And she said that's her lifelong dream, is to be able to be on the Broadway stage. And there's a lot of pushback on this, Bob. Some people say it's undignified for a Supreme Court justice to be a Broadway star. Some people actually said it was horrible in her edition of the Backstreet Boys song, Show Me the Meaning of Being Lonely. And some people said it's just shameful. But I personally applaud her because her role was a queer black woman, and now she finally knows what a woman is. Thanks to Broadway.
Here you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go. Gotta love it.
I like how we put that all together there.
You did. Good job.
877-975-9825. Last chance. Good morning, Helen. What's bugging you?
Hi. This weekend, I bought a shirt to send to my niece in St. Cloud. And when I went to the post office to mail it, they told me that, you know, to get it there in time for Christmas would cost me $24. And I said, well, what other prices? And they said, well, you can mail it for $12, but we can't guarantee it. I mailed it Saturday, and my niece got it yesterday for $12.
Wow.
That's, well, they were trying to upsell you, and they were probably going by, maybe not worst case scenario numbers, but, you know, within the guidelines, yeah. It is so expensive to mail stuff.
Yes.
It is, you know, depending on what you're getting or whatever, sometimes you're better off, you know, ordering it online mm-hmm. and having it shipped directly right. that way,
yeah.
especially if you, you know, they're waiving the shipping or you have the Prime or whatever.
Right. So that would be smart.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how much the blouse costs, but if it costs $24 to send it, yeah, that's doesn't sound very efficient.
No.
All righty then. What do we got here? 7:27 right now on the Bob Rose Show, and coming up, Greg Cassidy and I will be we'll be talking to Luis Valdez. That's actually going to be at 9:05. Do I have that right? Yeah, 9:05. Looking for the reaction to the reaction. He's a former police officer and a member of Gun Owners of America. We'll speak to him at that point. We've got a lot more to get to next on 97.3 The Sky.